The No One Is Illegal demonstration sought to bring attention to the continued assault on the self-determination of indigenous people, while also highlighting the attacks on immigrants and refugee populations within the Canadian state, as implemented through deportations, security certificates, and other policies of Fortress North America. For many, the WTO's free market policies aim to make the world safe for capitalism, while hypocritically promoting barriers to the free movement of human beings. It's at the borders that neoliberal WTO policies reduce barriers to investments and capital flows, but human beings are met with increased racial profiling, detention, and even deportation. For many, free trade and immigration policies work together to strengthen Fortress North America, an empire founded upon the dispossession of indigenous land and the closing of borders to people seeking security. Those directly impacted by these policies, including Mohawks, Algerians, Pakistanis, and Palestinians, participated in Sunday's mobilization.
We're often told that this country is bursting at the seams.
We're never told that there are in fact more people leaving than entering.
Immigration has become synonymous with black people.
Against WTO, and this is against this G8's stand on this poor countries, and this is against that. We're all against that. Yeah.
Okay. What particularly about the WTO bothers you?
Oh, this is just a global imperialism. They're going to mean that global imperialism. And this is against poor countries.
How have you experienced it?
I belong to a poor country, basically. Pakistan is going through another sort of imperialist aggression, like that is becoming a frontline state to protect American interest over there.
My name is Sohail, and I'm here I represent the Shia community of Montreal. The reason why I'm here is we're here to protest to unjustly people being deported out of Canada from here.
This woman, her name is Bilqis Fatima. She's almost 65 years old. She is in the Laval Detention Center right now. She has a critical heart condition, and she is on kidney dialysis 3 times a week. She and her 17-year-old son were essentially picked up 3 weeks ago by Immigration Canada, and they were put into detention because their application for asylum has been rejected by the Immigration and Refugee Board. This is an incredibly kind of outrageous situation because in her case, this woman and her son have been deemed a flight risk, and one has to sort of question this. She's in a wheelchair. What kind of flight risk is this? What kind of decisions are these which are being taken by IRB judges who are plainly biased or at the extremely ignorant and uncaring about the condition of the refugees?
We are here for our brothers, our sisters, who is being terrified in our own country. They tried to run away from their lives and come to this country, which they so-called, you know, that it's a better nation all around the world to live. But what we are facing here is that basically it's totally injustice and it's racial profiling that they know very clearly through the media, through the Western media, that what's happening in Pakistan. But they're just closing their eyes and they're saying everything is fine there, so, you know, you have no right to come to live here.
Hello. Hi. What is your name?
Noel.
Noel? And Noel, why are you here today?
Because I want to live in Canada. Yeah, I don't want to go back to Pakistan, because in Pakistan we are in like trouble, and in Canada it's freedom here. That's why I'm here. So we can live in Canada. We want to say you guys to not deport us, and we want to live here.
What we can do, we are doing it like our in our community. We are helping other people who are getting deportations. They help them.
बोलो बहुत deportation हो रही है इन लोगों के ऊपर pressure है America का.
America is pressurizing them. Just like to deport the Pakistani peoples, not to stay there, the Shia Muslim peoples, and even our government, they won't like they are not taking our sides. They totally want us to be out of the Pakistan, and if we will be get back in Pakistan or deported back to Pakistan, they will right away kill us there. So the Shia Muslim peoples, they don't have their life saved in the country of Pakistan.
And the reason is our community is perfectly targeted in Pakistan. Just recently.